Hi, welcome to Shaman Sisters Sessions. This is episode 105, and I'm Catherine Bird. I'm here with Michelle Huck, and today we have a very special guest, Beth Weinstein, and we are here to talk about spiritual activism and entrepreneurship as we are integrating our spiritual lives and our experiences, our healing work, the things that we're going through into our purpose, our mission, and what we're doing in the world. And you know, this is something that we're super passionate about if you've been listening to our episodes. So we're really excited to have Beth here and to be dropping in with somebody who I know this is also one of your big passions.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for having me, first of all. Thanks. It's really great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Beth. So just so you know, Beth is a spiritual business coach and has been supporting entrepreneurs, coaches, healers, those on the path. And one of the things I like about Beth is that she also has had a very robust and varied background in different businesses and supporting different kinds of people and working with products and working with corporations and working with teams of people. And there's so much there. And I really appreciate that you're bringing all of these pieces into working with those who are on the path. I find a lot of times, and sometimes Michelle and I have a little bit of like judgy big judgester on the spiritual coaching business out there. and just the, sometimes the lack of real experience that someone has either on the, in the realm of business or in the realm of actual real spirituality and in healing work and doing the work, one or the other. And you seem to be one of the, I'll just say, rare people who actually has those two things both. So thanks for being that and being that representation of that in the world, because I think it's really important.
Thank you so much. I'm actually trying to not laugh because I hear you and I get it. I mean, this is, you know, it's kind of like the Buddha always says, you know, don't listen to me. And that's, I actually will say this to my clients. I'm like, look, like we are essentially our own teachers. This is the whole point of this journey. But, you know, in these days, and I think it's actually only going to get more interesting as we see the world shifting and this industry changing and, you know, spiritual awakenings happening more and more. You know, it's like we all, I've been talking about it for a few years, but now I feel more than ever, we really have to embrace the idea of being the sovereign being, because that's especially right now with the media and the world changing and politics, it's like, that's all you have. It's like you, your connection. Like this is it, the connection, earth, spirit, you. And this comes, same thing with hiring a coach or going into business or navigating this world, especially, you know, I help a lot of earlier entrepreneurs, people who are making that shift, which I do believe is a deep spiritual path in itself. So I'm sitting here going like, I totally get it. Because yeah, I've had a really long, interesting career, very typical of a lot of people, especially in my age group. You know, I'm in my early 40s and I was raised in this, you know, suburban USA home that was like, you go to college, you get a job and you just sit there and shut up and be happy and retire, you know? And I knew, my brother and I both knew like, this doesn't look right. This doesn't feel right. You know, and my brother had a corporate job for about 3 months and quit and never went back. For me, it took about 15 years to finally be like, this can't be it, you know? So it's been a deep journey, but I knew since I was a kid that I was actually here to be my own boss. And I consider myself, you know, for being in my early 40s, almost mid, you know, I've considered my spiritual path to be, I'd say I have the first inkling of like a little awakening at the age of like 8 or 9. And so it's been pretty deep. You know, I started working with psychedelics at 14. I got into, you know, therapy and self-help and Buddhism at a very young age before, you know, before college. I studied psychology and neuroscience in college. It's just been a very deep path. So mixing the two and bringing myself to where I'm at now is like, yeah. And I do believe, you know, in the end, even when, you know, like I said, even with my own clients, you really have to tune into yourself. You know, it's like, that's the whole point of this. I'm just here as a guide. You know, it's probably the same thing with, I know the work you do. It's like, we are our own healers in the end. You know, we all have this ability. It's just, we're all here to help one another evolve and ascend and heal. And I do believe this interconnected web of, you know, humans and all beings and the earth and everything that's available, we're all interconnected and we're all here to help one another. You know, it's a reciprocity, give and a take. So same thing with business.
Well, and I love Beth, what you're describing. And this is, you know, to put my term in what you're talking about, this practical spirituality, right? Where if we're, you know, if we have the business practices and business entity, and we have our spiritual practices and we have whatever other practices, and they're not all talking to each other and working with each other and supporting each other, then what's the point? You know, they're not doing their job to be a holistic experience, right? We are multidimensional, holistic beings. And in order to be in integrity, like true integrity with ourselves, with our own sovereignty, with our connection with spirit, with our sacred work in the world, we need to be bringing all of these parts into the conversation. Mm-hmm. And old paradigm bullshit. This is, you know, this episode is not harping on the crappy coaches out there, but one thing, this old paradigm stuff laid over a singing bowl soundtrack is still old paradigm bullshit, even if it's got singing bowls, you know? So this aspect of inquiry and a true integration, I think, is one of these key pieces that I hear you talking about that Kat and I both are just huge fans of over here.
I love this. I was hiking a few weeks ago with a friend, and we were talking about this idea of, you know, the spiritual, and I'm like, you know, I make jokes about myself. I'm like, guys, I'm like the most unspiritual looking person on this planet. Like, I literally wear like a black tank top and shorts, like day in and day out. That's like my uniform. I, you know, even when I work with like go to medicine ceremonies, I'm like, I just show up in what's comfortable. I don't get all garbed out. You know, once in a blue moon, I'll wear my friend's dress that she made and hand dyed with indigo dye herself, you know, but it's just, it's so funny. And it's exactly what you just said about the singing bowls. It's like, there's so much, and that's where I think it's going to become more and more important for everybody to really tune into themselves, you know, like look into your own, you know, stand in your sovereign ground and your own being and really feel into like, okay, well, what's authentic here and what's authentic for me, you know, because the reality is, and I catch myself all the time, right? Like, you know, there's a lot of conversations in like, let's say the medicine communities about like, what's the right way to work with psychedelics or the wrong way, you know? And it's like, well, who am I to judge someone who decides they want to go work with a dude who buys stuff off the internet and then plugs in an iPod and then, you know, lets you sit around in a circle in a loft in Brooklyn, you know, like that's not for me, but if it worked for them, hey, like, who am I to judge? You know, there is no right. I'm really trying to be so much more conscious of what I see as right or wrong. And I think just having these kind of conversations is the key to just open up people to really see like, okay, well, what works for me, you know? Cause in the end, I'm like, I just want what's best for humanity in this earth. Like that's all I pray for. And whatever path that people find, you know, but I agree, like to me, I'm like the old paradigm is going to crumble regardless somehow. And if that means that someone needs to take the bumpy road to kind of see it and go through it and understand it better, then maybe that's needed, you know? And like, I mean, I was just on a phone with someone yesterday and I was like, look, reprogramming, it takes a long time for me even. It's like, I have to catch myself sometimes. Like, oh, okay, yeah, no, that's the other way that I don't identify with anymore at all, and I never will again, that I know not to be truth. But, you know, our human ego minds, and of course, you know, society and media, and just, you know, even like random people at the grocery store, just like, are there like constantly pulling you back in, and you're like, I am probably like you guys, I have a practice where every morning at meditation, I build, you know, I build a pillar of light and I'm like constantly just, okay, like pillar. Like even with some of my good friends, like people who I love and trust, you know, it's like coronavirus has really shaken up a lot. And like, you're like, oh, so you very spiritual person all these years is actually my most fear-based friend. Like I had no idea, you know, it's really been interesting to watch. So,
oh, yeah.
But who am I to judge?
Right. You know, and some of the, I just want to kind of highlight here, Beth, a lot of the pieces that we're talking about, you know, we have lots and lots of episodes. So if you're hearing this and saying, yes, that's me. Oh my gosh, I need that. We have an episode on boundaries. We have episodes on protection. We have a couple of episodes on some of the activations around coronavirus. So if you're watching this later, then go ahead and circle back if you need some background on all of that.
One of the things that's kind of coming up as you're talking is this, you know, as we're shifting into this more sovereign held, self-contained and centered space that we're moving from, a lot of what feels like happening is that we're really shifting our leadership relationships and our relationship to leadership. And we're seeing all the issues with leadership and our relationship to our teachers, to our coaches, to our healers, to ourself as those things. And how we're changing in some way. And what I'm hearing from you is this very empowering perspective of less of this is how you do it. This is the way you do it. Here's the formula. Here's the you know, put your thing in here and put it through the machine and it's going to come out and look like this, which has been what we've been working with. And I'm the leader and I know what to do and I have the answers and you do what I tell you to. And this is, you know, in our spiritual communities, this is, you know, working with our teachers and our gurus and our cults and everything that we've been creating and how all of that feels like it is in this space of being shaken up.
Thank God.
So one of my questions then is, you know, how do you see your place changing? And then how do you support your people to find that new place of leadership where we're walking hand in hand more than I'm over here and you're back here and you're going to stay back here?
Yeah. Yeah, and this is the paradigm that works, right? And the one that we all love and the one where we're connecting and actually, you know, this is the coming together versus the previous separation that I don't want to be a part of anymore. But yeah, this is interesting. It comes up for me a lot. So, you know, I am a business coach. I help people start and grow their businesses. Everybody, all my clients are on a very deep spiritual path. But of course, they're still making this shift from, you know, a lot of them are coming out of traditional jobs or, you know, even businesses that they didn't like, or, you know, maybe they've started their healing or coaching business, but kind of had issues getting, you know, making money with it. So I teach them many different processes that I believe, you know, work or don't work. But I also really, truly believe in the heart path. Like you have to be connected to your heart. You know, you have to listen to yourself. So I just show like, okay, here are the different ways, but I'm never going to tell you this one way works only, you know, and follow my cookie cutter recipe and then you'll be a millionaire. Like, first of all, yeah, maybe that works in the world that I don't live in anymore. Cause I see that world as complete illusion and bullshit that people, you know, I think essentially a lot of people have woken up and seen it too. And they're like, I don't buy into that. So you have to really stick with what you feel, right? Like, okay. You know, if you want to grow your business in this direction and charge this much, you go for it. And it's the same thing with anything in life, really. It's like, we're just here to be your guides to kind of help you through the bumpiness, the challenges, hold the space. I mean, I really look at my coaching group. So I mostly work with groups. I have some privates, but I hold them as sacred containers, meaning, okay, energetically, we're all in this circle. And when we're in this together, we all rise, right? Because I'm holding them to them becoming a higher version of a version of themselves that they want to become. And it's, you know, very often I have to stop people from listening to so much noise out there because of course, you know, they're getting pulled. And this, again, I constantly am reminding people, a lot of this just comes back to presence, like simple. It's much simpler than we all think. It's like, okay, stay present, stay grounded, stay in your heart, be connected, listen to your intuition. And yeah, I'm providing some strategies, some masculine, you know, like structures, you know, the masculine energy that we all kind of need, you know, you must have the feminine with the masculine in order to create. So, but it's like the more people get caught up in like, oh, I hear this and I see this and this. And it's the same thing that I find is happening with leadership right now. I mean, when the virus took off, of course, I'm like, oh, you know, being sent 1,001 videos and, you know, all the big leaders and all the, I mean, of course, they're like the conspiracies and the doctors and the spiritual leaders. And then some leaders who I like, and then hearing leaders fight with each other. And I'm like, oh my God, I actually just, and then I was like, you know what, I'm going to turn it all off. Because while I think it's important to speak our truths and our voices, and of course they're always going to be opposing voices, it's like at the same time, you know, we all have to feel into like what feels right. And that's where I was like, you know what, I don't feel good about any of this. So I'm just not going to listen to this, you know? And that's, I think it's the same thing. Like all of these, this journey, like I do believe leaders need to stand up and speak up more than ever. And that will mean that there's probably going to be even more separation in some ways, because of course I've seen this and you guys have seen this, I'm sure, within even the spiritual community, it's like there's almost been more separation going on. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, and it's been hard. It's been hard to sit with. But that's where like me and the people who I work with, because I've struggled with it. I'm like, why am I surrounded by people who are pulling in so many directions? And it's like, you know what? You just have to, that's where it's like back to your sovereign self. Like one of my healers said to me, you know, like be the silent Buddhist, or she said, be the Zen gardener. And of course, ironically, I have a garden. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. Like just plant your own seeds. Do yourself, like do you. Like if everyone on this planet just took care of themselves, and not in a selfish way, in a way where it's like, okay, my own self-care, my own being, but then yeah, came together for collaborations, for healthy discussions, for healthy, you know, debates are great. I think it's fine that there's opposing voices. It's just like, okay, well, are we going to oppose to create new and to create from, or are we going to oppose to create more separation? You know, and that's the big question, I think, that's going to come up a lot over the next however long, decade or more, hopefully not that long. But so, you know, my thing that I teach to clients is really, you know, you have to do what's best for you, because only you and your path knows that. Like there's no like following other paths. Like that's not what it's about. You know, it's like, again, this is ancient. It's like the Buddha said this constantly, is like, don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. Mm-hmm. But then he's just, you know, he did his way, like it worked for him. And hey, if you give it a try, maybe you'll find that it works for you, but he's not the guru, you know?
Like, it's not dogmatic.
Yeah. Yeah. G-U-R-U, my favorite.
Yeah.
I say the same sort of stuff to my clients too, and just keep reminding them, right, that, you know, hey, if that resonates with you, great. And if it doesn't, throw it away. It's all good. Yeah. But just for those of you who maybe are newer to this path, you're getting started, just know that this is not always what you get out there. And I can't tell you how many times Michelle or I, one of us will like text the other one. Michelle will send me this text. It's like, I just listened to this webinar. I had to go away. It was horrible. It was like, you know, and because there is so often this like, okay, here, let me give you the answer, instead of how can I support you to find your own answer, which actually takes more work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how can we value the investigation and the inquiry, and ultimately, you know, retraining ourselves to look internally as opposed to externally, right? Mm-hmm. So Beth, one of the things that, you know, I hear you talking about as we're looking at this, you know, reformatting, re-transforming, truly like changing the form of leadership and the expression of leadership. You know, knowing that today we're also looking at this in the context of spiritual activism and entrepreneurship, how would you describe, like, I guess let's just start with, what is spiritual activism, right? As we're, and I'm imagining people have ideas of this already, but I'd love to hear from you, because this, like when I was hearing this and I was reading on your website before we talked, and I read that term and it was like, boom, yes, that. So how's that showing up for you?
Yeah, it's really interesting because it's a constant inquiry for me. You know, it's many years ago, I was open up to this idea of, you know, like I've always been a pretty outspoken person. You know, I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, I'm a Sag, right? I've always been very good at speaking up and sometimes, you know, to the point where it annoys people. But then I do believe a huge part of where we're at in society right now and creating transformation on this planet is going to involve speaking up to the point where, yes, you are going to have people that don't like what you have to say, or, you know, you might lose some friends. I mean, it's amazing how many friends I've lost the last 10 years running three businesses. Just in entrepreneurship in itself has caused me to lose friends because it's so triggering for other people. I get it. But it's the same thing with, you know, standing your voice, speaking up in your truth. And I guess as a coach who helps a lot of spiritual people on this path, you know, really step into their, what I call like divine alignment, right? It's like your divine path, your divine purpose, because essentially, you know, that's all I'm doing. I'm not like handing them tools and saying, oh, here, now you're going to go make millions. It's really just about getting into that alignment. That's essentially, that's all you really need. And then, you know, mix in some of the practical, voila. But, you know, a huge part of that journey is being able to come into your authenticity, speak your truth, not be censored, not hold back your voice. And, you know, the reason why I say entrepreneurship, at least this path of entrepreneurship, I believe is a form of spiritual activism, is because you're actually speaking up, meaning you guys have a podcast, you know, thousands and thousands of people are going to listen. You know, it will wake up something in their being that they maybe haven't considered before that might actually change their way of being, like literally being on this planet. One person changes, their friends change, their family changes, and it's a domino effect. And to me, that's how we shift this planet. And so to me, it's more important than ever. And I've written about this on my newsletters a lot. Like, it's more important than ever for people who, you know, healers of the world, leaders, coaches, like, and it doesn't, you don't have to have a following. It's like, it's just you speaking up, like speak your truth to your family, speak it to your friends, speak it to your partner. And, you know, to me, that is a form of activism in itself, meaning instead of being afraid to share your gifts, I find so many people on this path are afraid of being judged as, you know, I went through it like many, many years ago, like, oh, the weirdo who believes in astrology and oh, that girl who talks about energy. And, you know, of course now, like many of us, I'm like, well, this is hitting the mainstream eventually. It's like back when I was a raver and it was totally like underground, I'm like, this is going to hit the mainstream one day. And then next thing you know, it was like became the fashion of the times in the 90s. And it's the same thing. I'm like, oh yeah, like now it's just all over the mainstream media. And it's, you know, which is a good thing, I believe, you know, in some forms or another. But this is the same thing. It's like, it's not the time to hide under the rock and be afraid of speaking up. And this is where it's like, as the leaders of the world, meaning like, to me, anybody has the capacity to become a leader. And to me, it doesn't mean that you have to have, you know, thousands of followers or, you know, be a published author or whatever it is. It's like, you just have to speak your truth. And it doesn't matter who listens. It doesn't matter if one person loves it and 2,000 people hate it. I believe in standing in your grounded truth and getting your voice heard. And it, you know, again, it's the illusion of the platforms of followers. I'm starting to believe that that's almost worse. Like to me, it's like it's all a domino effect. Like if you have 100 people that are maybe hearing your message, like that is incredible. That's great. And I think now more than ever, this is the time where people who are gifted or have, you know, the healers of the world, the people who are being called to, you know, give back and serve need to actually rise up and come out there, like come out of the woodworks. Like even my own Akashic record reader who does zero marketing, like, you know, she seems to do well. She's always booked up, but you know, she doesn't really do anything online. Never has, even though I've been trying to tell her to for years. She finally is like, okay, I think I'm ready. Like, because I think she sees it now. It's like, well, if now is not the time, when is, you know? It's like, even if she went from her, you know, 100 or 200 people to maybe like 500, like that's big. So that's kind of what I believe is a form of spiritual activism. But I do believe in, you know, it's an inquiry. Like, I don't even know what it really means. It kind of just came to me. And then someone told me that this is actually part of my makeup, like in my chart. And I do believe that. I mean, because I've always been very big believer in, you know, following your heart, stepping onto the path that you're meant to be on, not living in the illusion, not living in the BS of, you know, the old paradigm that doesn't really serve you. And it doesn't serve anything or anybody on this earth, really. So why are people still choosing to live that way? I don't know. But, you know, to me, just stepping onto this path, which is scary. It's hard. Like you said, it's like, it's even harder to really go internal and like question everything versus just, you know, following the path of, you know, it is easy to go get a job where someone pays you and then you just like check out and drink a bottle of wine every night and shop on Amazon. You know, it's like, yeah, that life is actually really easy. It's just, it doesn't serve. So, and again, not judging wine and Amazon. I do both actually, but it's more about really just like coming out and owning your truth. Like that's what I really believe is leadership and stepping through the fear, you know, it's like, yeah, it's scary, but it's possible, you know? Mm-hmm.
I think we have to, like, if you're listening to this, just like, maybe even just go back and listen to that part again, because we have to just underline this and put stars by it and hearts and bubbly letters and everything cute, because this is where I see so many people, so many of my clients really get stuck and just kind of bogged down in, I really have something to say, but I'm so afraid to say it. And I'm so afraid of the judgment, the criticism of losing people, of it not being written the right way or looking the right way or it not landing, or like there's all of these things that can just stand in the way and stand in the way for a really long time from just, like I put out a post this week that was basically like, you know what? It's not going to be perfect. Just put it out and do it. Just do it. Just put something together, put it out there. You're going to learn from doing it and just do it. And the more that you do it, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to hurt. You're going to freak out. You're going to have anxiety. You're going to think you're an idiot. And still, like, the more you do it, the more used to it you get. And you just develop we talk a lot about resiliency. It's like developing that resiliency of being like, okay, I just put something out. And I'm walking away and I've done it. And like, I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah. I'm okay.
Yeah. I, you know, it's funny. I talk about the illusion of perfection, like perfection. And I get it. It's like, it is so in my nature with my, you know, like if you look at my chart and look at my makeup, like I used to, when I worked in corporate, I got paid to be a perfectionist. Like that was literally my job, was to nitpick things. And I did very well at it, you know? So it's in my nature. And it has taken me a long time to reprogram that idea of like doing things perfectly. But as an entrepreneur, I actually learned it very quickly that, you know, the longer you get stuck in that, it's like, it's literally just a waste of energy. And of course, thank God, I've always known to look at everything as energy, where I'm like, oh, well, wait a second. I just spent a day doing nothing because I'm so stuck in trying to make this whatever, like, one website or my one Instagram post that took me 5 hours to write because it must be perfect and Photoshop. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, people. Like, no, like it's all a gigantic illusion anyway. So the more you can just step away from that, like I always say, I'm like, who out there is perfect? You know, like to me, the only perfection is everything. It's like everything actually is perfect. You know, nature is perfect. I use the rose analogy. I'm like, do you look at a rose that's growing? And if it's, you know, has like a bug that's clipped its petal a little bit, is it now not perfect? You know, and I get it because I see this with my clients, and it's actually like one of the biggest things that people have to overcome. And I get it. Like I've recently lost a couple friends who didn't agree with my outspokenness around sacred medicine work out in the public. And I knew it was going to piss off some people, you know, and it's unfortunate because it was actually one of my closest friends. But you know, it's kind of that thing. Like, I do believe again in you know, it's like there's always going to be people that resonate at different levels or vibrations, and some choose to go this way and some this way. And that just means, okay, now I'm going to have more people like you guys over here, and she's going to have some people over there, and it's fine. Like, there's no hard feelings. It's just, you know, life goes on and we expand in different directions. And, you know, the more you can just accept that that's part of the journey, and it's okay. Like, you survive, right? Every time you step into fear, it's like, oh, well, we keep surviving. And actually, the one thing with coronavirus that I've said to so many people, I'm like, okay, guys, we have now, I mean, in New York, it's been pretty bad. I don't know about where you guys live, but it's like, oh, we've been shown the face of fear, like right in front of us for the last few months. Like, what else is there at this point? Like, what is there left to fear? Like, and I think that's why some people are finally like some of my clients were like, oh, you're right. If not now, when? Like, now is the time. It can't be any more crystal clear. It's like, what else is it going to take?
I've had a lot of people who've come and been like, okay, now's the time. I'm gonna do the thing. And I'm like, okay, great. Now I'm writing the book and I'm doing the thing and I'm putting my stuff out. And it's like, well, because what if life is this, you know, anything could happen and we could all die at any moment, right? Then why am I waiting? What is going on that I'm not being completely authentic?
Well, there's something that you're both speaking to that I want to pull out and make a little bit more tangible, because I think it's really important. And it's, you know, essentially this idea, Beth, you were talking about, you know, reprogramming around perfectionism, right? And, you know, rewriting these different pieces. And Kat, you're talking about this, like, well, if not now, when? And releasing, like, if this is the face of fear, well, what else is there left to fear, right? It's reorganizing energy and life force to free up all this hidden, trapped life force that we've been continually pouring into and investing in these distorted systems and realities that don't work, that are actually costing us to maintain. And when I look at, you know, when I consider the idea of spiritual activism, particularly through the lens of entrepreneurship, looking at it takes energy. It costs us energy to maintain the reality of the starving healer or the impoverished healer or the starving artist. It is literally draining life force out of us to continue to hold this stagnant, old, crystallized energetic identity and archetype in ourselves and in our own personal systems, but also collectively. So it's really this, you know, spiritual activism is not only about our service, but it's also about our own liberation. Right? It's not only speaking our truth and speaking the way, but simply being and allowing ourselves to stop funneling our life force into maintaining this contracted state of being and simply relaxing. This is, I want to triple underline this word for people. It's not necessarily about like, you have to effort into the expansion. It's simply allowing yourself to relax into your natural state of being that is inherently expanded. And that is a piece of activism, because that we have an entire world telling us not to do that. We have an entire world telling us to do it differently. And you have to work hard in order to make money, and you have to effort. And yeah, there's some work involved, but it's really more about, like you were saying, about the heart path, the alignment. And that is some of the most revolutionary stuff. That is one of the most revolutionary acts I could ever think of, is simply relaxing into being who you are and letting that speak for itself.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, you know, that's, I agree completely. And it's like, I've proven it to myself. I've seen it with clients. It's like, yeah, there's always going to be that little discomfort, you know, and I probably like the work of both of you. I always encourage clients, like, just feel the discomfort. You have to feel it fully, like, or else it won't transmute. You know, it's not about like, you know, pushing or struggling through it. It's like, yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable to maybe share what you're up to, or put a new podcast out, or whatever it is, or post that one very vulnerable post. But the more you just kind of, like you said, relax into it, you know, feel the fear fully. I always say, like, my thing is like, I always use this example. I've been saying it for years. I hate doing videos. Like, I've never liked doing videos, but I do them all the time. You know, now I like them. Yeah, here I am. And, you know, now I like them. But at first it was like, it took me at least like a year and a half, and it took me lots of crying, but I felt it. But I knew I was highly connected to my mission. And the mantra I've used, I teach it to clients, is mission over ego, meaning like your ego wants to keep you nice and safe and at home and not going online and not putting yourself out there. But, you know, if you're really connected to your heart and your divine purpose and this path that you've been given, like to me, it's like, wait, you've been given this gift of life and this path and this knowledge and wisdom that, you know, when you're ready and starting to feel the call to serve, like that is a gift. And if you just connect to that mission, you can kind of just like, I just brush aside that piece of myself. It's like, then you just become the channel, right? And you just go through it. You know, it's like into the fire. It's like the transmutation, like the phoenix rising out of the fire. And it's actually really beautiful. You know, it's, I'm now at the point where probably a lot like you, when I start to feel those, the discomfort, like even the coronavirus, I actually used it as an opportunity. Like I, you know, except speaking to two healers, I just sat with all the feelings. I was like, you know what? This is really good practice. Like, this is what we've been in training to do, right? And the more you can just feel into it and see it as like, oh, this is just the contraction, expansion, like anything in life. And it's actually like now I've taught myself to be signaled like, oh, I'm feeling contraction. Okay, this is actually a beautiful thing. Let me just feel into it and allow it, because I know it just means like anything, it's the cycles, there's going to be an expansion, or even the expansion is really uncomfortable sometimes. Like back in January, I was going through a major expansion and I was actually getting like my body was vibrating so high, and I knew it was a high vibration. I was like, okay, this is good, but it was super uncomfortable. I was like, getting like purge feeling and but I knew, I was like, okay, I just have to feel it, you know? And it's like, this too will pass. And of course, like things expanded greatly over a period of 3 months. But you know, this path is really, it can be just beautiful. It's all about like shifting your perspective around it, you know, and welcoming all of it in. And, you know, it's like, I do believe right now more than ever, it's like, to me, I'm like, if we all want to see the planet change, if we all want to see things get better, if we don't like our political system, if we don't like the decisions that are being made, if we don't like the fact that there might be mandatory microchip vaccinations or whatever, we don't know. You know, if you don't want these things, like, it's your duty. Like to me, this is your spiritual duty to speak up and say something, like even if it's 2-5 people, you know, or even if it's like gonna piss off your brother. Like my brother and I have completely different views on everything, you know, but it's okay. You know, I still will always stand in my ground. And if that means he doesn't want to speak to me ever again, that's his problem. You know what I mean? Like, of course that's not the case, but this is, I think, what it's really going to take to create change on this planet. And I think the work of what you guys are doing, like this is so important, because I do believe it's this weird thing. You know, I'm sure it's like a deep ancestral karmic, I don't know, but I've always wondered, like, why are so many people on the spiritual path stuck in the fear and the, you know, like paralysis. And then of course, you know, I was just interviewed last week about like, the issues around money and spirituality, which is also, you know, I, with my clients, I'm constantly having these discussions around, you know, it's like, again, I'm very aware of the paradigms. And, you know, again, I do believe there's going to be a day where money doesn't mean anything. Like we might see that crumble in our lifetime, or we might not, we don't know yet, you know, but I wouldn't be surprised if money doesn't matter one day. Fine. But right now we still live in this three-dimensional earth, you know, even though some of us are like 5D connected, we still have to move around and pay the bills and pay for rent. And, you know, even where I live, if I hook up solar, I still can't be off grid, because it's like, I chose to live somewhere where they actually won't allow you to do that. So it's like, I still have to play with the system. So we can either fight it from a place of, you know, spirituality, like the spiritual activism, or we can fight it from the place of like, you know, like the anger that's not going to get us anywhere. And there's a way, you know, and that's where I'm like, with this money thing too, it comes up so much where I'm like, you know what, to me, if every person on this path was empowered with the same amount of money that, you know, the heads of our capitalistic society are given, like, think of the world we would change. Like, one of my closest, and I use this example a lot, one of my closest friends, is a totally cool guy who's changing the entire healthcare system. He recently had a company go public back in January. He's now worth $3 billion, B, with a B. I'm like, oh, my first billionaire friend. The dude is like a burner. He's super cool. He totally understands everything I talk about. He's worked with psychedelics. He's like on this path, but he's, you know, and I'm like, this is the kind of guy that's empowered. He's like funding this, you know, giving away money constantly to fund really good initiatives. Like, that's why I'm like, you know, with the money thing, like if more people on this path were empowered and able to receive and be open to asking for their worth, then we would actually have a more empowered world in this direction, in the new paradigm. And that's why I'm like, you know what? If you guys just let go of the money issues and all the struggles around the, like you said, the starving healer, you know, maybe we would actually be more empowered, you know, because right now we still have to play the money game, like, you know, for the most part. So that's like a whole other discussion. I'm sure you guys have talked about this, right?
Yeah, we've got some episodes on.
Once or twice. Yeah.
Yeah, once or twice.
It breaks my heart. Yeah, it's like I want, and I say this to my friends, I'm like, I want everybody around me to be abundant, like so abundant that they don't actually have to worry. So then all they can do is show up and serve. Mm-hmm. Like to me, if I wasn't able to, I don't know, pay my acupuncturist across the street or eat organic food or have this nice wood table to work on, like, you know, I wouldn't be able to serve at the higher level that I'm able to. You know, yeah. It's just like even a podcast. I'm like, you guys, like it takes some money to invest into these things. You have to, it's like the cycles of everything. So again, you know, lots of prayers for people on that path of, you know, feeling like they don't deserve it. Cause if anything, I'm like, to me, healers deserve it more than anybody. You know, it's like, I don't know where I'd be without all my healers. Like I want to pay them more, you know? Yeah. And I think that's the direction we're going in as well. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I find it interesting for myself that I feel like I was working so much harder when I was making a lot less money, and I was just like so anxious and so worried and so like, oh, I just have to sit. Like the answer is to sit here and like figure it out and like be in front of my computer working and 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 like doing and doing and doing. And it took a long time before I would give myself permission to take one day off a week where I wasn't doing some kind of work, either doing something online and working or seeing clients. And it's just been this slow and steady of like, oh, I make more money, and not that I don't work and I work hard, but you know, I often take off a few days a week actually and kind of squish everything into these other days. And sometimes I work into the night, but I don't do anything in the morning. I'm very committed to this is when I do my practices, and this is when I do my spiritual work, and this is when I study. And And those things, like, I feel so incredibly abundant and grateful and supercharged in my life that, you know, the work that I'm doing is it's that integration point, right? And I think that we're of course going to have those growing pains of getting there until we feel like we are fully integrated, where the work and the spiritual practices and the creativity and the life that we're living does feel like it really fits together in a really seamless way.
Yeah. I agree with you completely. That's been my experience, is I definitely work less. I'm like, my garden and my bees and my land and my spiritual practice and my health and my wellness and my yoga, like it's I almost, you know, I teach this to clients too. I'm like, it's 50-50 or maybe even more. You know, it's like you need the self-care, you need the enjoyment, you need to take care of yourself in order to show up fuller. And I don't know if you guys have done an episode on this, but I've actually been wanting to talk about this more, is, you know, over the years I've noticed, you know, the universe actually seems to support me more. you know, the more I actually just take care of my, you know, and I do believe in the channel, it's like, oh, I'm just clearing my channel. Like, I'm just showing up. I'm doing what I need to do. I do the work. I'm very much like you. I'm like, okay, Monday nights, like, I'll work at night, but then I won't spend half the day doing anything until, you know, maybe like 1 or 2 o'clock, you know? And I'm very much like that too, where I take, like, I say I work by the weather where I live. It's like, if it's sunny, I take the day off. Then it might rain for 4 days in a row. But, you know, I do believe the universe has been more supportive over the last few years. And I don't know if it's just me and a lot of people I'm surrounded by, or just the divine feminine coming more into play, or just the awakening of stepping into a different paradigm and realizing, like, well, wait a second, we've all been taught completely backwards. And it's not true at all. And there is actually a way to balance it, like everything that needs to come into balance with the masculine and the feminine. And the more I found that balance point, the more it's like, I say, I'm like, this is divine abundance. Like, the money, the free time, the gifts that come through. I mean, yeah, the money's nice, but I'm like, to me, like, more of the abundance is the life. Like, it's the life. You know, yeah, like, money's even better than ever, but my life is better than ever. Like, the amount of, like, the freedom, the freeing, the fact that I love every aspect of my business except taxes. I don't love taxes, but, you know, it's like, I'm like, well, wait, this is it. Like, this is what, to me, I'm like, why isn't everybody on earth doing this? Like, if this is available to us, why not everyone? And that's where I'm like, I sometimes actually don't understand, but then, you know, of course I do, because I was there, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago myself, like, caught up in the, right, you know, the anxiety of the world of, like, rat race, must survive. And then I was like, you know, it took, and this, I hope that coronavirus is doing this to some people. For me, it took my dad dying very suddenly at a, you know, prematurely, to wake up and realize, wait, this is all we do is, like, work our butt off at a job we hate and then retire for a few years and then die. That doesn't seem right. Why would we be born then? Like, it actually, I was like, this doesn't make sense. And that's when I just question everything and just change everything, like, instantly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, just to backtrack a tiny bit, Beth, we do have that episode. It was our last one.
I need to listen to this.
Yeah, Life of Shamanic Service. So if you're tuning in and you haven't caught up on that either, then that was the episode 104 on looking at the, and just like the 20-second highlight reel of that was essentially in our path, in our lives of shamanic service and of the priestess path and of the healership path, the vast majority of our service takes place completely outside of our business. And it's through the things that you're talking about of our lives, our families, our self-care, our wellness. And that is an integral and I would say the most vital part of our shamanic service. And for those of us who happen to be entrepreneurs or who choose to be spiritual activists through the lens of entrepreneurship or through the medium of entrepreneurship, there are these pieces to consider as well. And yeah, the balance point is absolutely essential. It is, and I want to add in, it's a moving target. Right. And we can be at different places in our lives or even in the day to day of where that balance needs to be can change. So if you're tuning into this and you're hearing yourself in what we're talking about here in terms of like, oh yeah, I need my morning time too, or I also work by the weather, whatever your balance is, know that it's okay to be flexible with that. And it's okay to let that evolve with you as your not only your personal needs, but also where spirit is calling you to serve, where your most authentic service is going to be different in different phases of your life, in different times of what's going on for you personally and collectively. Like, I know my service right now is the majority is taking place outside of the context of my business, because that's where I am needed and that is where I'm called, and getting to soften into that and let my activism take place and let my service take place in these other areas. And I'm still working. I'm still seeing my existing clients, but I'm not, you know, I haven't posted on Instagram in weeks. I haven't written a newsletter in weeks. It's like, that's not where I'm called right now. Mm-hmm. So it's again about that integrity and like that radical listening of where is my agency being directed? Where's my sovereignty? You know, how am I as a sovereign being in this co-creative process with how spirit wants to move through me for the benefit of all beings, how life wants to move through me.
Beautiful. Yeah, perfect. Beautiful, beautiful. Wow, I want you guys to come in and teach my clients.
Anytime. Yeah.
Because I it's like you can repeat this so many times, but I keep saying, I'm like, you have to just start doing it. You know, you have to experience it to actually prove it to yourself that, oh, wow, this actually is real. Like I will actually assign clients that are working too hard. There was a client about 2 weeks ago where I was like, look, you need to stop and cut all, like just cut the cords to all your computers and your phone and shut off and just go offline. Mm-hmm. Don't do anything. Just stop doing for, and of course I know that's her biggest struggle. She just wants to like do and take 10,000 online courses and read 50 books. And I'm like, it's not in that. Like, that's not what you're looking for. And I told her, I was like, I don't even want you in this, you know, like don't post in this group for the next week and just go sit on the earth.
Yeah.
Like literally don't bring your phone, just sit. But you know how hard that is for some people? It's amazing. And I get it because it took me forever to understand that that's more work for most of us.
But like, that's where the magic is. That's where it happens. I will often tell people about, I had a partner who made a lot of money making musical instruments. But he was a starving artist for a long time. And then he basically decided to go to Hawaii and lay on the beach for a week and stop working. And he was just working 24 hours. He was just constantly trying to barely make the money. And he went and he laid on the beach and didn't do anything. And he had this idea while he was laying on the beach, and he went and like put it up. And then by the time he got back, he had all of these orders that had come in where basically he jump-started this business that then sold millions of instruments and like created this huge thing. But he never would have had that if he hadn't have just stopped and not done anything. And I've seen this for myself so many times where it's like, no, I need to just go sit by the river or sit by the trees and just not anything. And then it starts to happen. It starts to click. It starts to come in because you open enough to have something be able to come in and come through. But when you're always full, there's no space for true inspiration and spirit to come through you, which is what we're hopefully really hoping to do here.
Exactly. Oh, so glad you're teaching this.
Yeah. And even just yesterday, I had a client who she had been having these ideas about this book and wanted to do this book, and she had gotten sick. And so she couldn't do anything. So what she decided to do was to start sewing these little animals and things for her friends to start sewing. And she started sewing, and there was something in the act of doing something that was completely unrelated that was just this total creative piece where she was just bringing through the essence of people through these images of sewing, that she's all of a sudden the book just started arranging itself inside of her. And then she just became like this prolific font started to move through. Mm-hmm. But doing it the other way and trying to like sit down and do it was, she was getting almost nowhere.
Mm-hmm. And of course it takes the sickness to do that sometimes, right?
Right. Cause you're like, okay, now I have nothing. So I have to sit here in my garden and powder and do nothing. And
so for those of you tuning in, don't wait to get hit over the head with a universal hammer. If you can help that, if you can avoid it, you know, knowing that you're hearing from the three of us and it feels like we're all in consensus about, you know, letting yourself soften into this and creating space in your body and space in your field, space in your business, there is more that can be accomplished with that. And so I'd love, Beth, if you have, you've given our people so many recommendations already, but if you had a top 1, 2, 3 recommendations for how people can align with that sovereignty, align with that integrity, or what would you love to tell people as kind of core takeaways from today?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, one of the biggest things I think is what we were just talking about is really making sure you have that space. You know, like probably, you know, I spent 21 years living in New York City, and talk about no space, like there's literally no space there. Now there's a lot of space all of a sudden the last 2 months, but really, you know, our society is just, it's so hyper connected. And now, you know, the one thing that's come up for me, and I know so many around me with this virus, and of course, you know, I've been running an online business for 7 years now, 8 years. You know, it's like now it's just in our face so much that I think you have to actually be vigilant about, okay, disconnect, make sure you have time outside, you know, make sure you have the self-care, make sure you get sleep, do your daily practice, whatever it is. You know, I do meditation, chanting, and exercise of some sort, you know, and really have that and really get connected inside. Like really, that's all you need is really feel in, tap in, you know, quiet the mind as much as you can, because there's a lot of noise, you know, there's a lot of noise right now. And some of this noise is beautiful, of course, like there's great noise out there, you know, there's just a lot of it right now, especially. So really tap into that and really feel into what feels right to you, because your intuition is always right. You know, if, you know, there's a lot of people speaking up, which I think is great. And I do believe, like I said, everybody needs to speak up, but you also need to be discerning for yourself, like what feels good to you and what feels truthful to you. You know, it might not be the truth for someone else or vice versa, and that's actually okay. And really just the more you can tap into your own being and your own path, like I use that as a mantra. I teach this to my clients, like just constantly repeating yourself, like this is my path. Like I don't need to freak out when I see the girl on Instagram doing the same thing I want to do, but she has 50,000 followers, you know? Just remind yourself that you are on your path for a reason. And the more you can connect to that, and then just start taking the baby steps to get a little out of your comfort zone. And it doesn't have to be business or whatever, just anything, like anything do you want to create and bring to life. It always takes doing something new, or else, you know, you would have created it by now. So, you know, the more I think everybody just takes care of themselves on this deeper level, the better the planet will be in so many ways, you know. And I do believe that's what brings that. I mean, that is the alignment, is following this, feeling into it, and just step by step, like presence, just stay present. And, you know, and it's proven to all of us that it's real, you know, it works. It's life is great. You know, like, yes, there's challenges, but you know, we all get through them. And the more I think you can just stay in your sovereign truth and step forward and take the little steps, the better everything will turn out. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Love it. Great. Thanks, Beth. Well, we could probably go on and on forever, but can you tell us about, some things maybe you're creating right now, or ways that people can interact with you, and how people can get in touch with you, things that you're excited about?
Yeah. So I have a couple coaching programs. Like I said, I help mostly healers, new coaches, kind of newer entrepreneurs. A lot of my clients are people who've been kind of dabbling in it and are like ready to get serious. So I help people start and grow their businesses. And again, everything I teach is based in these principles that we've been discussing, with combining the masculine and the feminine and really tapping into what feels good, but also getting out of your comfort zone. So I have a group coaching program. It's open enrollment. It's a year-long program. It's a mastermind. There's amazing, amazing people in there. And I'm happy to say there's actually 3 men, which makes me feel really great, because it's always been so many women. But it's an awesome group of people. So that's going on. I also have a short program that's coming up this summer. I think the end of June or maybe July, it will be open, where it's a 7-week long program about the first steps to get clarity and start growing your business. You know, I also, going forward, I think I'm actually from what I've been told now many times, I am starting a podcast this year, probably not until the fall. But it will be a podcast probably around the intersection of sacred medicine work mixed with the business and purpose. That's what I keep being told to do by spirit. So I can't resist any longer, I guess. But yeah, people can find me online at bethaweinstein.com, or I'm also on social media and I'm connected to both of you. Facebook, Instagram, Beth A. Weinstein. I'm pretty easily Googleable. And I'm really excited about just what I've, you know, like what we've been talking about, more and more transformational healers and coaches and spiritual leaders are really finally stepping onto that path of showing up, you know, and I do believe this is going to be needed more than ever. I mean, it's needed right now. It was always needed, but now it's like all hands on deck, guys. So I'm excited. I'm really excited to see what happens in this world that we're creating over the next, I don't know, I'd like to think 6-year timeline. That's my theory, but it will be who knows how long, but everything's happening at an exponential rate. So that gives me hope.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming and contributing and, you know, being such a bright light and a stand for this kind of work in the world. And, you know, being, you know, as I said, someone who is really integrating these pieces and standing for that in a really beautiful way. So thank you for doing all your work and supporting all the people you're supporting and creating all that you're doing. And just a lot of appreciation for you. So if you're interested, go check out Beth online and see what she's up to and connect with her community. And Michelle, you have anything?
Yeah. So you can obviously stay in touch with Kat and with myself if you like. If you're not already, you can subscribe to both of our emails through Catherine's website, catherinebird.com, or through my website, joyofenergy.com. And I've got a Lightworker portal online community at a very, very low cost that has tons of resources and connect with community or healer community all over the world. So it's a really great way to access the archives of content and class recordings and articles and to build community in a really powerful way. So you can do that. You can, as I said right now, my service is largely taking place outside of my business. So if you want to, you can send me an email if you're wanting support. By the time you watch this, it might not be this time period anymore. So I could totally be ready for that. So you can always send me an email and we'll just take it from there.
Wonderful. Right now, I'm super excited about the Heroes program, which is my new membership program that we're about to have our second live call this Sunday. And whenever you're watching this, it'll be ish. And and so this is my membership program that I'm so excited about because it's consciousness work, it's meditations and working with energy and standing practices and Qigong and then other coursework and live calls and just really supporting all those that are on the path that are looking to up-level development and also in this same regard, just like get your stuff out there, do your work, be who you are, create in the world. So I'm having a lot of fun creating content for this program right now.
Beautiful. And speaking of the financial and the money piece, if you would love to support our podcast, we would love to receive that support from you. And you can do so by becoming a patron of our work at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/shamansistersessions. And you can become a patron for as little as $1 a month. And that does help us with the producing fees, the production fees, the upload fees, and all of the hidden behind the scenes fees that go into creating a podcast that is free for you and free for everybody. So please consider supporting us. Again, you can offer as little as $1 a month, and that would be super helpful. If you'd like to make a one-time donation, you can do so through PayPal and just send us money as a friend through PayPal to shamansistersessions@gmail.com, and that will go a long way towards supporting us and continuing to offer this to you. So thank you for your support.
And if you have any questions or want to reach out, you can reach out to us via our Facebook page or shamansistersessions@gmail.com or head over to our website and stalk us over there. And just wishing you all the best and many blessings. And thank you again, Beth. And
thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Bye.